So today's death is that Tzadik Kei, we're holding on the Tzadik Dalet on the base, on the third line up. On the bottom line, yeah. Ahutav for the Obele Lechavre. The sound is all too familiar. There was a butcher who told his friend, if you would have treated me nice and our relationships would be going well, I could have given you a piece of meat yesterday. I shechted a shorsho, a fattened shorsho, which was absolutely fantastic. Too bad. It pays to have the right connections. Marley, ha! Akwe mi shufri shufri had the best parts of it. Marley, mi nalach, how did you get any of it? Marley, the zavan plenty of it, gachavi misafali. This guy bought from you. And I went into his store and I bought from him. Marley, well, actually, I had made two. One of them was a tree fight. And that was the one that I sold to the guy. I hope you enjoyed it. So, ahu tree fahabi. Anyways, the shayla came to Rebbe, whether because of this they had to usher the butcher stores, sometimes the usher butcher stores. So he said, Omar Rebbe, Bishvil Shotezesh, Asar Shalokogin, Anune, Sok, Olam Akulin, because this one idiot sold a trefa to Goyin to sell in the butcher shop, so because of that we should usher all of the butcher shops today. Most of the meat around is kosher. Since most of the meat is kosher, that's good enough. This is Rebbe Lashitase, Rebbe Lataimi. The Omra Makolin with Tabachi Israel. We have a situation where you have Makolin that are selling meat all around town, but the meat suppliers, the Tabachim, are all Yisrael, or mostly Yisrael. So then you don't have a problem. You can assume that the meat that's being sold, even by the goyim, is kosher. Therefore, Rebbe said here too, it's kosher. Just because this guy happened to sell a trefa animal, okay, but most of the meat around is kosher, so why should we make a problem of it? Others say that was not what Rebbe said. He did matir the butcher stores, but for another reason. We'll get to that question, but right now the shayla doesn't begin at the makom hakavua. The shayla, the kavua is not. First, you have to determine that there's not kosher meat before it's kavua. So, according to this version, Amar Rebbe, they shout to having the tzuril chavri onu nesar kalam hakavua. There's some idiot over here is talking through his hat. He's trying to get the guy upset. Obviously, he didn't have another behemoth. Happened to be trained for the same day. And this is clear from the situation that he was just trying to make the guy gag. But, the meat was perfectly kosher, and this guy managed to get good meat. So, because this idiot, now you see that according to this, the only reason that Rebbe was mad to the meat was because the assumption is that this guy was just fooling around. But if not for that, it would have been us. What about Vatanya, Rebbe Yomer Makolin, Vatabachi Yisrael, Bosser Hanim Tzabiyad, Ovikachavu Mutter? What about Rebbe's Psak? Rebbe said that as long as you have most of the Tabachim being Jewish, you can buy from a non kosher butcher. So why over here would he have said that if it hadn't been that this guy was playing games, then we would have had to Aser? That's different. In this case, we have Shiny Hochad, Yitzchazik Yisura. Over here it's different, because we already had a Cheskas Yisura over here. So even though normally we indeed assume that it comes from the robe, over here, once it's Yitzchazik Yisura, then already we know that there's Yisura in the Makolim, and then we treat it as if it's Kavua. We'll get into the question of Kavua later on. Actually, Tosus Tainas that based on this Gemara, it seems clear that the entire issue that we've had until now, in which Malkum Shemakum is in, and can you sell, can you buy from Goyim? I mean, you might be talking about a large city, and if it's not a Malkum Shemakum is in, it's also Lignas, correct? The Gemara took that for granted. Right? The Gemara said before, how can you buy meat from a non-kosher butcher if it's not a makom shemachris? And how do you know that they didn't sell traces? Now, certainly according to the first lashon, but even according to the second lashon, when it was in a case where it's not his chazak, his surah, then why in the world would it be usher to buy from a non-kosher butcher? Most of the meat is kosher. It's chazak, we know that there's isher here. Because the guy is made, that he sold trefus. I mean, that isn't the case. In fact, he wasn't made that he sold trefus, because he was playing around. But we're saying, by implication, had we known that he was saying the truth, then in Achinami we would have answered this. And so I said, well, but what about all the cases before? I mean, where here we're saying, even without his chazak yisurah, but it's not, there's no arrangement in town that there should be a posting of a time which is a mechir of trefus. So then you're not allowed to buy from an unkosher butcher. Why is that? It doesn't fit with any of the things we're saying here in the Sugya. And Tosfos Tanya is that it must be a takana in general. In other words, we don't follow necessarily the clear-cut dinim of rov in these issues. Because we need to make takanot for the kahal with what kind of meat you're going to buy. So Bishleim, in a case where something happened, you know, it happened to fall trefus in the city. So over there, of course, we're going to rely on rov. In other words, the assumption would be that it was a makom shemachris, and that we had, therefore, takana, you can buy in any non-kosher butcher. There was no hacharasa today. So the fact that this guy comes along now, even had we found out that it was true, I must tell you, there's a major machlokas we've shown you whether this thing works retroactively. Let's say somebody already bought. So if he already bought, are we saying that it's truly usher over here because it's chazak yisurah? Are we saying that now we ask you to buy the makom because it's chazak yisurah? But somebody already bought the heter, isn't to really worry. That's a machlokas. And so how exactly we're learning, are we learning that it's chazak yisurah becomes really a din in kavua, so it actually is usher? Or it's just a takona and how it is that you're supposed to act in the future? Again, this is an extremely rich sugya. In dinim of rov and chazaka and kavua and so on, as we'll see. But in any event, as Tosis points out, there's a difference between how we're koveya lechatchila to act in these issues and what to do in a situation where something happens. You can't say that because if you find meat lying around on the ground, you can eat the meat because it's rov bus or it's kosher in town. That therefore will be koveya mirosh, that you can go into any non-kosher butcher shop and buy, because the assumption is that rov bus is kosher. So, no, it sounds funny to us, but I mean, that is lemaisa and halacha. There was a wood, it's the halacha, that is takona. If it's rov bus, so the Torah says you're allowed to be somewhat on rov. What do you have to go crazy for? You're more religious than God.
You know it's a non-kosher place?
It's a non-kosher place, but most of the suppliers in meat are kosher. So probably you buy from a kosher supplier. There's all of these dinim of making sure that you have a heksher, a mashgiach, and so on and so forth. These are dinim that were kavua in terms of defining how it is one should act. We made these takanas.
Not just to clarify suffix?
No. Not to clarify a suffix, but we don't need to clarify a suffix. I mean, we have a right to be semicolon rogue in a suffix. Okay. You see, there are other issues also that are involved, such as Bazashim Salaminayim, which may have other sibot that you can't rely on a local rogue. But certainly, in the terms of this halacha, it would seem that we have to separate between something that happened and something that we define as the way to act in town. And this leads us to a completely new idea, which is the concept of Bazar Shinas Alaminayim. Now, until now, we've been talking about relying on rov and what is the situation in town. All of that is assuming that we can isolate things locally. I suppose we would have a reason to say that you can't rely on a local situation. In other words, yes, it's true that in town you have 90% kosher meat, and therefore you should be able to buy in any supermarket. But if there were a reason to suspect that meat would be brought in from elsewhere, and there's always a reason to suspect that in a sense. I mean, there's virtual meat, particles popping up all over the place, come along there, Joseph's injunction, and so on. There's also things like maybe birds picking up a piece of meat somewhere, dropping a piece of meat where it doesn't belong. I mean, maybe on a certain level, we have to consider the situation in the world as a whole when it comes to meat. The truth is that there's another issue over here, which is the relationship to the meat. In other words, remember all along, our achila of basar is not just as a commodity. It has to do with the input that was done. It was the fact of shchita and melicha, and that the Torah doesn't want you bechlal to buy meat in supermarkets and so on. There's also a different question of, can, once you turn meat into meat, is it just a commodity that sits around like a bowl of cereal? Or does there need to be an ongoing relationship to that meat? And there's all kinds of underlying issues involved in the concept of both the Shem and the Ayin. And the Maisa, I mean, the Sforim give a lot of issues on it. Is there such a thing as a Ksiras Nevela, something that's lying by itself that nobody cares about? Like we say, Nevela Mutelat Rishuk. Nevela Mutelat Rishuk, yeah. It's just like, it has no relationship to anybody. So there's a concept called a Tsuras Nevela. Again, not a halachic concept, but a Kabbalistic concept, which is called a Tsuras Nevela. In halacha, we seek to define that idea by saying, look, you never know. In other words, who's to say that this wasn't dropped by a windstorm, or some bird came along and dropped a piece of meat? I mean, why should you necessarily look at it purely from the local point of view? Would you say that a piece of meat that falls from the sky is necessarily local? Actually, we'll see later on that we do. but that depends, really. I mean, there does explain that if you have the whole area around is a Jewish area and so on. But like this, we have an idea of Basar Shem Salam and Ayin. Rav holds, Omar Rav, Basar Kivon Shem Salam and Ayin Os. And again, there's major machlokas in how far we take this and how we paskin halacha l'maisa. The Rambam paskins like Rav, the Riv paskins like Rav, most of the Rishonim actually paskin like Rav. Naturally, the Ashkenazim are saying, Mechamer Ramos, Detan Mineg, is Tlaatir, not to be mocked, but on Basar Shem Salam and Ayin. However, it still has various elements that are Nogei halacha l'maisa, even for Ashkenazim. In terms of worrying about cases where it might literally have been exchanged by a goy or something, but Rabot Stam has nothing to do with a chashash that the person that's holding the meat, although we think that in the beginning is going to exchange it, but rather the meat has to be basically watched the whole time, and otherwise you can't eat it. The moment you turn your eye away from it, it becomes like the veil, and it's awesome. Mason. So we asked on Rav in this sugya. Because your Rebbe, I remember, Makolim v'tabachei Yisrael, Basar anim tzviyad ovek yuchav. Now, at this point, we thought that Rav's shash of Basar Shem Salam and Ayin is that maybe a goy will take the kosher meat, substitute non-kosher meat for it. In which case, the obvious question is, so how can you ever buy in a non-kosher butcher shop? Now, this is still negeh of Bizman Hazeh, because everybody buys in non-kosher supermarkets. And they'll buy meats that have a hatcher on them and so on. And that should be an obvious problem. And you see that the sugya deals with that issue as well. But here, our question is, in an area in which roll of the meat is kosher, and therefore there's nothing to be kosher, and even if you would take a different piece of meat and substitute it, you still have the right to rely on the roll. But according to Rav, who says, well, there's this magic that if the moment you don't look at it, the meat becomes nevela. So if it was in the hand of a goy, so why doesn't it become nevela? Says Rav, well, I don't understand. Nimtza v'yadakovim shiny. I said if it's not being watched. I didn't say a Jew has to watch it. I didn't say a Jew's eye has to be on it. But the point is, it can't be left alone, lying there, so that anything at all might have happened to it. Besides, who's to say that anything is still there when you don't look at it? When you come back and look at it, it might be something else entirely, right? That's right. Exactly. It might be a cat after all.
Really?
So here it's responding in Goy's hand, it's different. Toshma, Teisha Chanuyot, Kulon Lofot Basar Shmuta. It's a famous case, or the famous Mishnah, Teisha Chanuyot. So you have nine stores that are selling Basar Shmuta. And you have one store that sells Basar Neveila. And a guy walked into one of these stores, not knowing, and he bought meat, assuming that all the stores were kosher. Now he can't remember whether he bought a non-kosher store and a kosher store. In this case, of course, the suffix is also because there is no such thing as a rov when the suffix began in a makam kavua. So therefore, since you bought it in this store, it wasn't poresh in the store, the suffix is the store. The store is kavua. Ubenimsa. But if you find a piece of meat in the street, alech achar rov. So how can Rav say that finding a piece of meat in the street is osur? It's osur even if it would be kosher meat, according to Rav. No. Here, nimtza doesn't mean you found it in the street. Rav understands that the meaning of the word nimtza is you find it in a goy's hand. So it was watched the whole time. It was never bosher shem nisala min ha'ayim. Tashma.
By the goy. Well,
that's what we just said. Nimtza b'yadei b'kochavim is fine. We're only talking about where it was alone. As long as a goy was there, it's also okay. Again, because the meat is woven, the meat is kosher. And the guy doesn't have a suffix about where he bought it, because then again, the suffix begins now. So it begins now. It was porish from the chanut, it's no longer kavua. Salam in ayin is magic. Basically. As Tosa says, it's a chumra bi'alma.
But it's watched by a boy, that's considered
Why not? But he's not our problem. We're not worried that he's going to switch meat because all the meat in town is kosher. I mean, halacha. It's a rove kosher. Our only problem is that some event that's not part of the normal event happened to it. So I'm saying, again, it's not that we really have that kashash, but that's the way we build the halacha. We always need to build a halacha on something, right? We don't make some gezeiros that don't have any way to anchor them to reality. In point of fact, this is really based on the idea of virtuality. In other words, when you have a relation to something, and you're koveyed in a particular way, when you go away from it, it isn't there for all intents and purposes. And now the question is how we're going to define it. Meat, because the Torah is makbid on the whole idea of the hachana of it, and so on, you turned away from it, and then that's not what you prepared. And therefore you can't eat it anymore. But again, it has to be linked to something. So we say, okay, maybe a bird came and an oraif came and switched the meat or something.
But in a place where it wasn't Roosevelt, like for example, there's a famous airplane story that sometimes told where a guy went to the bathroom, he came back, he had one of the few kosher meals, and it was already put on the table on his serving tray when he came back, so he didn't touch the meat. And
you mean if someone had opened it?
Yeah, sort of open, whatever. It was, and the story was that the going and said, yeah, I switched it, I wanted to see what you would, you know, what would happen.
Urban legends. So, okay, so Rob will have to explain away the Mishnah by saying that Nimsa doesn't mean Nimsa in the street. Okay, how about this? Tashma. Matzaba basar, alech acharov hatabachim. This is a Mishnah in Tyrants, talking about a mixed population city, and you find meat. It says if you find meat, if the meat's raw, it's time you find a piece of meat. So then you go according to most butchers are kosher butchers, the meat's kosher. Imavushal, if the meat's cooked, then already obviously the butcher didn't cook the meat, so it came from somebody, then you have to, if you have rove okle basar that are goyim, so you have to assume that a goy cooked it, you have another problem. So, okay. So then alech acharov okle basar. Now, what are you going to say over here? That if nimtza doesn't mean literally found it. It means a goy had it. If a goy had it, obviously there's one who cooked it. I mean, you can't say that in this case nimtza means v'yad akum. So then what's the meaning of the second piece? Muvushal alech acharov okle basar. Why? Nimtza. Just take a look. Who's the guy holding the meat? Is he Jewish or is he non-Jewish? See if he's a Ravik of Kavim or see if it's a Yisrael Naketle. Why do you have a Chashash of your what? Bishal Akum? What's the problem? Says the Gemara, Ochma Eskinan, Ba'omeid Baro Ehu. What happened over here is that I see from afar somebody walking, And he drops the piece of meat. So I keep my eye on it the whole time. But I don't know whether he's Jewish or he's non-Jewish. So Mimela, the problem of you would only be whether we have to go to find it cooked. Maybe Goy cooked it. That's another problem with kasher. Or is he determined to have a rove buser in town? Okay, fine. Or I mean, everything we tell you is coming. How about this case? Toshma. Nimtza bigvul. Now, this already is talking about the shayla of where you could find buser. If you find meat in the Azora, if you find in Yerushalayim, where, what is the chazaka that it is? So over there it says you find in the Azora, you have to see buser. Nimtza bigvul. You don't find it around, outside of the area of Beis HaMikdash. If you find a whole Eivarim, you have to assume that they're in the Veil. Because the derech is that people cut an Avela up into pieces and throw it out, assuming that people understand. They find the side of an animal in a garbage dump, that certainly was an Avela. But if you found Chatichot, which were prepared for eating, so then the Chatichot are Mutarot. Obviously, again, it's got to be talking about where most of the meat was kosher. So there you have a packaged piece of meat. You're not going to assume it's an Avela. And as long as most of the meat is kosher, you can eat it. Now, the shayla is, it doesn't need it. It means you picked it off of the ground before. Now, what are you going to say over here? That it's talking about, you saw a guy holding it. You saw it fall. You tried shouting to the guy. He knew you. He went away. You don't know who it was. So then, but why is it a charge to the Avela? You see, if you found an Avela, so then it's an Avela. What do you mean it's an Avela? I saw the guy driving down the street. His trunk opened up and something fell out. Why in the world should I think it's an Avela? The reason I think it's an Avela is because it was in an Ashkab. Somebody threw it away. But over here, so you're here, you're going to try to tell me, Rob will give me his stock answer over here. Excuse the pun. But Hafinami Ba'omed Baro'eil. So Nevarim Nevelot. Why do I have to worry about Nevelot? Am I? Well, what's your problem over here? I'll leave it to Rav. Me do time in the Rav. Why eat my Allah Rav Amar Mutar Mishnah Bevela? And Rav himself took the Mishnah over there in Shkolin, and is meaning something completely different. Not that you're allowed to eat it, but that it's not a Nevela, but you're still not allowed to eat it. There's no longer as a din of Nevela we're talking about, the Chatira. And it is talking about you found it on the street. So can you eat it? No, you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because the position is Olive and Ayin, but in terms of the issue of Nevela, if you find an Avela, it's an Avela, and it's Metami like an Avela. You get Malkus if you eat it, and so on. If you find a Chaticha, you're not allowed to eat it because nobody was watching it. But it's certainly not an Avela, it won't be Metami, you won't get Malkus. It's just included under our Chumra B'Yamah, but it's just Halim and Ayin. So according to Rav, there's b'chol no problem in the Mishnah, because he said the Mishnah wasn't talking about Eter Achila. It was only talking about the Dinam of Nevela. Lazy was the one who said it means mutarot bakhila totally, but that was arguing on Rav, and he didn't hold of this whole magic of Buzzer Shinnah Salim and Ani. And the truth is that Rav never said the Feirush that there's something called Buzzer Shinnah Salim and Ani. We saw from his Anhaga that that's what he said. Lav the Feirush itmar ela michlola itmar. The Rav haviyasi b'mavah diyishtati. Again, because this is a thing which is not anchored. It's not that Rob sat down one day and said, there's such a thing. His hanhaga was, this is the way that he treated me. Memela, it became clear that the only way to define that was in terms of Bajra Salam and I. So Rob was sitting, I'll ask you please to note carefully the name of the river. Because as you'll see, there's something about that name that is central to the sugya. Yeah, I mean, it's hidden, but if you keep your eyes open, you'll see it. So Rav is Yosef Amarvati Ishtatit. He was on the ferry boat of the Ishtatit River. Now, the Ishtatit River means the mad river, the insane river, the river that went crazy. So Chaz Yelahu Gavra, he sees this guy is sitting there, and he's washing meat. So he has a head of an animal, and he's mechavereish, he's washing it out. He had salted it before in the air. He was washing it in the water. Nothing, it falls out of his hand. Also, Isisilta. So he goes and he brings a basket to fish it out of the water, and he fishes out two heads. So I'd like to see that shot at attic tree. Well, my rab, so rab says, I can have me happy. Is that the way things work around here? Put in one, you get two, not bad. I seen him the other. And he said that they were both awesome. So, Omale, Rav Kahana, Rav Asa, the Raz, Rav Kahana, Rav Asa said to Rav, why is it awesome? He said, Dishura, Shifa, the Terra, Lo Shifa. What, just because he fished out another head, and therefore it's awesome? I mean, it's true. And there's a lot of kosher meat in the area. Why can't we rely that the head is kosher? So Rav said, well, the Yisur Shifa Tvei, it's more likely that it's awesome. Now, I mean, that didn't really make all that much sense, the Yisur Shifa Tvei, because the people on the boat in the area where they were Jewish. So what is he being kashish for? So it was apparently what he was saying, that you can't look at something locally. Why can't you look at something locally? Because you have to be afraid that since you didn't know what it is, it could be basically anything.
That comment did not just demand not have his eye on the original head, and two heads on it don't look exactly alike.
We'll get to the issue of Tvias Ayin. It's a very good point. We're always going to get to Tvias Ayin. So it says the Gemara, looking at Lolomar. So what's the, I mean, there's another issue here that if you want to ask, you should ask, which is, what do we need two heads for if we want to ask? He fell to the water. But if anything, this proves that he doesn't know that there's a minister of Busser is Alamai. Because the only reason that he answered it was, Havdi Anami Hafi, what? You get two heads back for one. If he held his Busser is Alamai, then what's an opinion? He should have said, the moment it fell into the water, it's also nothing to do with how many heads, nothing to do with the search for two heads. He should just have said it. Who knows what it is? That's right. So if anything, it seems to be the opposite. The Tosfos says that, again, this is based on the idea of how it's anchored in the halacha. So it says the point over here is that there was no, he saw where it fell, and he saw that nothing came into the area where it fell. There's no bird that suddenly appeared. So it's, that's the same as not being a Solomon eye. You know, I don't look at the meat, but I'm looking at where it fell, and I know that nothing happens. This other head could have come from anywhere that I didn't see. I don't know when it came in here, and so on. That's what you have to say. Otherwise, the city on any level is very straightforward. Yeah, but there wasn't time for that. This would be the second one. Came from the current. This one I see. Okay, now that would handle your problem to his eye. Maybe he knew it was the same answer. It would be a different way of answering it. But this head, I don't have a problem on. That's assuming that his eye is sufficient, which we'll see later on in this circuit. Who cares if it was Michlola? I mean, whenever we say La Pefer Shikmar Michlola Yitmar, it's because we have a way out of the implication. Correct? Otherwise, what's the difference? The point is, it's clear that's where Rav held. If there's a way out of the implication, then you say, well, look, it seems that this is what he held, but I can't prove it because you have some alternative explanation. What's the alternative explanation over here? The alternative explanation is that this was a parvata do de kochavim hagoy. This was a port of goyim, and memela, it could be that he held, but since it was a port which boats were coming from all over, then you have to be a chayshish for busa from anywhere. I mean, you could say that that's what he meant when he said yisur shifatvei. So teda, the karmel of yisur shifatvei, and therefore this doesn't prove it. But look, I mean, if Rav really held that there's this magical issue called busa from the Solomon Island, how the heck did he ever meet? Understand? I mean, you walk out of the kitchen for a minute, all the meat becomes answers. How does he eat meat? So Rav Echiyahu Bistro. Enough you know me. Rav only ate Basar B'Shaitin. Delo Olor Neinimini. He could only eat meat if it was shechted in front of him, prepared in front of him. And, so what's the big deal? That's how he ate meat. Or, and here we get to the thing that's the dialogue of Amaisa. Or, if I say my Bitsaira of the Chatuma, Inami Bissima. He could be talking about where the meat was wrapped in a sealed container, and it had a chotem on it, that couldn't be Mizuyafi from it. Or there was a simen in the meat itself, like a cut, as we'll see later on. Gihodarabba Barabuna Makatikli Atalata Karnata used to cut all his meat very strangely. He used to cut them as triangles. That way it was if he would find any meat, the people that were working in the house, he knew where it came from. It came from his fridge, which they didn't have permission to take. So if there's a simen on the meat itself, right, here already we get into why is this Megala Halacha, because of course, even though we don't have, perhaps, if we're not marked on a bunch of Solomon Islands, certainly marked in a place where there's not rogue bus or crusher, that a non-kosher butcher could have switched it. He's selling it as if it's kosher meat, but it's really kosher meat. So what can we be samech on under circumstances where we have to be chayish that we don't know what the piece of meat is? So in the same way that Rav was relying in terms of kosher and Solomon Islands on sealed, this is the airline meal. It says, why are we allowed to eat airline meals? Well, most of the meat is certainly not kosher, but the airline is feeding us. But again, based on this Gemara, that if it's Zaira of the Chasuma, that's why there's a Chakvada, make sure that it wasn't open before, and if it was open, what are you going to say? No, okay, what's that? That's the halacha. Once you have to worry that this is not where the Ramata Achilas Basar, it's not Zaira of the Chasuma, you can't rely on it.
Simon, double
seal it. No, that's, yeah, I mean, simon is used, simon in the basar. Tzairah v'chasuma means that there's a basis for assuming that this is the basar that was put in there, that it's not worth, so we talked about this agave in Avodazor, agave in Yayin Esach, it's not worth the work to be menasech and to fake the seal and so on and so forth. It's not worth the work to give a non, you know, a non-kosher meal, pretend it's a kosher meal, which is for public relations, a lot of work to fake that. So therefore, we rely on it. Now, Rav, because of the Beirat Chan and Chasne, Rav was going to the house of his son-in-law, Rav Chana. And you'll notice again, a Mavra comes along. We've had an awful lot of ferry boats lately, and that's very strange, right? It's just, you analyze the number, spread of ferry boats in the Seches Cholin. they have a very strange tendency to be attracted to this area. So here's, well, the crazy comes later. So here we go, and he's don't think there's a small issue of ferry boat, because he sees a mava de katilapa. He sees the ferry boat on its way. He says, a ferry boat on its way? Yumatavalagat. That's a sinner. If a ferry boat comes your way, you know there's going to be happy times aboard. Actually, it means you're going to know that when you get to where you're going, there's going to be a party. So this was a saying that they used to have. In other words, it's like in New York. If a taxi cab stops for you, then you know this is your day. Right? Now, that's what he's saying. I didn't even order up ferry boat. Here it comes to me. It's clearly a good day. So, all right, he gets on. He's very happy. He comes to the Rav Chanan's house. Also, Kama Baba. So he goes to the door, and Odik Bebiza the Dash. He peeks through the crack in the door, and Chazi Chiyuta Detaya, and he sees there are animals that are there hanging to be used for the chasana that night. So fine, Torah Baba, he knocks on the door, and everybody goes wild. Rav is here, not because of Kulei Hamalap. Everybody comes out, and guess what? So does the kitchen staff. Comes on, Tosa Tafri, and now they also came to say hello to Rav. Now Rav, the entire time, is keeping his eye on that meat. Okay, through the crack in the door. They're all busy with Rav. Rav is busy with the meat. So lo olim rav eni minet. So Marlahu, after they all finish dancing around, he says to them, Aiku hashtas a piece of Israel of Nevrat. You know something? If we rely on the likes of you guys, you would have been feeding Isser to my grandchildren. Lo acha rav mehob Isser. And Rav refused to eat from that meat. My time, why did he refuse to eat from the meat? It was because of Kosser's Anamayim. Aloyal, But he kept his eye on it. So that was the whole point, that it was kosher. Ella, the Dachish, was it because he felt he had done something wrong by giving the little ferry boat song? And I don't know what I'm right to say, just because the ferry boat comes your way. You know. It's like, Nirkosh, I thought Rav Shita, his Omer, Rav Kol Nachash, Sheino Keliezer, Ever Avraham, Uchi Yonatan Ben Shaul, Eino Nachash. That it's not considered to be Nirkosh unless you define your entire Hanhaga based on, in other words, if such and such happens, I will do this and this. So Eliezer Eved Avraham says, okay, if this is what the girl says, then I will be Mekadosh. Or like Yonatan Ben Shaul, they said, well, if they tell us to come up, then we go up and we fight them. If not, we're not going to go up and fight. So in other words, they're being semished on precisely what they're going to do based on what happened. That is a whole big shaila, of course, but the Ravid goes wild. The Rambam Paskins this lahalocha, and he uses the Maisa of Eliezer Eved Avraham as the simon. That's what defines Nichosh. The Ravid, how can he say that Eliezer Avraham wrong and Yonatan Ben Shaul were over on Nichosh? And if they would have heard the Rambam saying it, they would have come out with a pulse of the Nura and they would have busted him up. And anyway, so he says, you know, the Rambam misunderstood what the Gemara was saying. And what's the way of understanding it? So he says over here that maybe Eliezer Eved Avraham actually didn't give the rings until he found out who she was. And so it's mashma from the story. But, you know, even though it's presented that way in the Torah, it's very strange thing to say, Muktam Abuch of the Torah, which, of course, in one story we never say, Muktam Abuch of the Torah. Very strange. Yonatan Ben Shaul, so he says, maybe he only said it to be bizarre as the kid, that he should see, he should feel good because he had his nar with him. Didn't want him to have any doubts about it, but he himself had already made up his mind. He's taking on the police from single handedly and so on. Okay. There's many other issues involved in what precisely defines the nichush elements of a condition. That if a condition makes sense, then the father considers it to be nichush. But the same type of thing that would have been said in terms of nichush would have been pure nichush. I'm saying something that is just a black cat crosses my path, therefore I won't go there. And if it's a white cat, then I will go there. And that's nichush. So that's similar to the Maisa of Eliezer Avraham, Yonatan Ben Shaul. But certainly over here, Rob didn't change anything. They just said, oh, wow, it's my lucky day, tax cab in New York. That's all he said. So why would he have said, because he said that, so therefore he should give himself a knot to not eat the meat? It's ridiculous. That can't be the reason. No, the reason he didn't eat for me was for another reason. It was a Sevudas HaRishus. And Rob, lo misani, Sevudas HaRishus. Even if though it was a wedding, but since it was a wedding to someone who wasn't a Talmud Chacham, a Bas Talmud Chacham to an Amor, it's not considered to be a Sefudas Mitzvah. He doesn't eat a Sefudas HaRishus. It's a Chor. Now, Rav Bodik V'Mavra.
Why didn't
you use iron on the
meat?
Everybody else was eating. He said, you're going to feed my grandchildren darkness.
Yeah. Save the meat.
That's right. Now, Rav used to use the ferry boat as a simon. So he was Bodik V'Mavra. And basically, if a taxi cab would stop for him, he'd say, look, it's a good day, I get it. If he's trying to go somewhere and he can't get a cab, then he would say, hey, but that's obviously not my day. We'll go back home.
It's because more like here than New York.
What's that?
Because more like here than New York, any cab is gone. I'm not going that way.
So another thing, again, so it was like a bedika. It would be a sense of, you know, this is the way to do it. But it's not that he was tailored totally on that. In other words, he had reasons to go to his master. And say if he feels that the Nashab I end up being Messiah, so he goes, not, you know, so stay on. It was like a simon that things are going my way. Shmuel would be biting like a gross girl in the Safra. Rabbi Yochanan would ask the child, tell me what pasuk you're learning today. So his body be a nuke. The pasuk was the right pasuk. He would go on his way. Now, Kula Shani the Rab, as long as Rab was alive, when Rabbi Yochanan would write a letter, he would write L'kadem Rabbeinu Shebabav. He would call him Rabbeinu like the Mice of Rabbi Yochanan. Before, when he spoke about how Rab was in the Shir, and Rab used to be so great, and he was very mechabed Rab. After Rab was Niftar, so the one that he dealt with was Shmuel, the Gadol Hador in Bavel, and he never called Shmuel Rabbeinu, he wrote Shmuel L'kadem Chaverinu Shebabav. Shmuel was a little bit insulted by that. He felt, listen, if I didn't know anything, he didn't know. Mele, he didn't call me a chaver. There's things I know he doesn't know. So he said, well, you didn't meet the rabbi. I don't know one thing that I'm his rab, that he can call me rabbeinu. Because of Sharele Ibura, the Shitin Shani. So what he did was, Shmuel's a great astronomer. He writes out Jewish calendar for the next 60 years. He doesn't exactly when the Hebrew is going to be. Rabbi Yochanan gets the letter. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh my God, guy's trying to show off a little bit of math. That's ridiculous. I'm going to call a guy a rabbeinu for math. So, because of Shadalai Tlesa Gamle Sveka Trefasa, some have the Girsa Tresa Gvila in the Rabbi Yochanan, which makes more sense. And it's 13 bookfuls of Suffolk Trefa Shilas, which are very sophisticated. Omar, so he said, oh, he's Rav Gobolo. Looks like I've got a Rebbe in Bobo. Looks like a big Gono. Izilach Zayin, I should go and be Makabal Pnei the Rav. Omele Leyanuka, so he says to a kid, tell me, Sokrit Sukacha, what bus are you learning today? Omele Vishmuel Mace. Oh, he said, I don't have to bother going. Apparently he already died. Omele Shbamina Nachnachin Shmuel. Apparently Shmuel already died. So I'll save myself the trip. Velo, he actually blows up to Shmuel. Shmuel was doing perfectly well. With all the rumors to the contrary. Yeah, like he ate a little litrach Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, Minashamayim, they didn't want Rabbi Yochanan to take the trouble. They slept like the Bible. They didn't try. So in order not to be matriarch Rabbi Yochanan, the Yenuka did in that passage. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Bait Tinok V'Isha. Somebody moves into a new house, or he has a child, or he marries a woman. So even though you can't be menachish in a way that defines how you're going to act, but certainly it's a siman. So in other words, you can say that the things started going good for you after you moved into this house, or after you married this woman, or after you had this child. So you can say, oh, here we go. Apparently, I'm on my way to success. And if things start going bad, so maybe it's kedai to take fewer risks. Just a general mood that you can rely on these kind of things. This is only if you have three things that go well or go bad. Yosef enenu, Shimon enenu, that Binyamin tikachu alaya yokolan. Kulana. So in other words, Yaakov Avinu had said, if three times in a row would have been a simon, I would have felt like it's all over, it's all lost. Bo'amine Ravuna Mirav. B'charuzin ma. How about if you have meat here that is tied in, like the tie hot dogs? You tie them with a string, but they're one along the other. And now the whole thing was the Solomon eye. You find the karuzim, and there you have the same number of hot dogs that you put on it before it's tied to women. Is that okay? Malay out to you shall tell the karuzim. Don't be a rhyming idiot. Yeah, that's one lesson. The simple way of reading it is Rashi to say, I'll be sure, don't be an idiot. Here we get it, we're going back to madness in that. And Becharuzin, I raise a siman. It's certainly a kosher siman. Ikiri Ami Omer, Ravuna Amarab, Becharuzin, I raise a siman. Others say, forget the rhyming idiot part. Just all he said was, Charuzin is a siman. Remember, Nachman in Hardo, Ifel Avei Arav Gahana, the Pumnara. Nachman came from Narada to Pumnara by Rav Kahana. The Pumnara on Erev Yom Kippur. Mala Yomidi Kippur. Osi Urva. So come along now, some ravens. Shadu Kavde Vekuyot. And they throw down some liver and some kidneys from apparently they had picked up in a butcher shop, and they dropped it. So Rivkana told him, "Oh, today's a great day to have some liver." Now's the time to take advantage of your good luck. There's more heter today because everybody is shechting today because it's Erev Yom Kippur. It's a big holiday. So you have, exactly, you have rove, they call them mongols. Probably the Orev's got a mongol from somewhere. And Nemela, you don't have to be choshish for Nemela or Trefa. You can assume that it's kosher meat. Now, Rebchia Bar Ovi, so here again, here you have the problem. If there's an issue of Vosishim Asalim and Ayin, the main issue would have been Orvin bringing it. So how could Orvin bring it here? Right? So you have to say, and Tosfos explains, you'll have to say, Yisura, that the Hetera Shvichatvei is the trap in the entire area. Even as far as an Orev could have brought it. Even. But today, the whole area is full of kosher meat. So. That's what you'll have to say if you hold any of the Vosishim Asalim and Ayin. Now another maisa happened. Rechia Barovin, itkadli karkasha. Yeah, he simply had lost the karkasha, the part of the intestine of the rectum, and it had fallen out. And he asked Ravuna whether they find it. It had been found benidana between like the barrels and the cellar. So he asked him if it's okay to eat it. Amalei istrosimona begamei. Do you have a sin? Amalei lo. I don't have a sin. So then he asked him, here's your question. Do you recognize it? Even though you can't define to somebody else precisely how you recognize it, the truth is that Tvias Ayin, as we'll see, is actually more reliable than a simon. Because a simon, in order to be defined to somebody else, would be one particular issue. Tvias Ayin is basically a complex determination that you can't give over to a computer to identify because it's too subtle. But you can tell, based on a lot of issues that you haven't even figured out, but you can tell visually, this, and the Gemara is going to prove that that's better in a moment, that this is the piece that you lost.
This is sort of thing like in the field
with
the
Apulia,
where you've seen it enough that you can recognize it?
Well, it's like Thomas Kochel, you can realize it based on what you're saying. So he said yes. I do have Tvias Ayin. So you say to him, King Zushko, you know that it's your piece of meat, so go take it. And then it's basically the equivalent of not being Nisavah. The Bechanina Chuzah, it's a good name for the sugya, Nisavah Le Gabba de Bisra. The Bechanina Chuzah lost a whole slab of meat. That's what kind of doing that. Omele Yisra Simon, and the Gabbay Omele Lo, Yisra Tvias Ayin, and the Gabbay Omele Yin, in King Zushko. Rav Nosson Bar Abaye had the same problem, not with meat, but with trelas. Nisagin the kibur de tchalta, he lost a spool of trelas, extremely expensive. They found it. Can he be sure that it's trelas and not kalayila? Also, the comment of his storm, Yisra Simon, I'm going to say, Yisra Tviyosein, I'm going to say, in King Zilshko. Omar Rava, so Rava said, you know, I used to think, as most people think, that a simon is something that's objective, and Tvias Ayin is not reliable. So I used to think that a simon is odif b'tvias Ayinah, that it's better than Tvias Ayin, da madrina avedasa b'simona, because you can give any person, not only a Talmud Chacham, you can give him back his aveda with a simon, but with Tvias Ayin, you don't trust any person. Lo madrina b'tvias Ayinah. But hashta, the shamatina lahani shmaitz, now that I heard these three mice, which the Paskin, the Tvias Ayin, was sufficient, Amina Tvias Ayin Adifa, I realized, after thinking about it, that actually Tvias Ayin is greater to rely on than Simen. Because the truth is, you're not going to say that. Hechsuma mutar ve'ishto, a person who's blind, how can he sleep with his wife? How does he know who he's sleeping with?
Good.
Oh, Ella, In other words, or Bnei Adam. Et mutarim b'nei shotayim b'layla. You don't see your wife. How do you sleep with a woman? Could be anyone. Ela b'tvias ena dekala. That's what you're saying is, I recognize your voice. Now let me ask you something. Can you program a computer easily to recognize that voice? By telling it? You can maybe have it match. Someone's still breathing. But you didn't tell it. This is the sentiment of the voice. Can I identify the voice of somebody else? Can I tell you how to recognize somebody with a voice? There's no sentiment in the voice. Only Jesus. I know your voice.
It's
those. Right. So can I be the same? So then that must be the same ideas to you. I know over here. Omer of Yitzchak Rebbe Misharshi, I have a simple test for you, and I'll prove it. Teda. Let's say, Dilus of Beitre, Van Replanya the High Simon of the High Simon of Katonach. Suppose two witnesses would show up in court. And they would say, a man with a mole 2 inches below his right eye that had 3 hairs in it killed so and so. Would we kill him and accept the testimony? Of course not.
Yeah.
So we would never look at him like, but suppose they say, that's the guy. And we say, well, how do you know that's the guy? What do you mean, how do I know? I saw him. Well, let's take the guy out of the room. Now explain how you know it's the guy. What do you mean, I don't know how I know it's the guy. I know that I saw this man. So there we would rely on him. And they say, he's the Tayas Enabekabekatlinon. So you see, obviously, the simon means nothing in terms of the court, but Tayas Ayin means everything. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says, listen, I can do a very simple experiment to prove it to you. Tell you that. Let's say you need to call somebody out of a room. Okay? So the Ilu Omele Inish Mishnuchi carry the planet Isimon of Isimon. You tell your Shriach, listen, go into the room over there, there's 500 people at the party, find the guy with the blonde hair and the Van Dyke beard. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But if you say to him, tell Joe, and the guy knows Joe, tell Joe I need to see him, so he'll know exactly who to go to. When he sees him, he knows him. Like saying, I can't tell you what it is, but when I see it, I know it. And that's exactly the idea over here.
So then what's the problem? Why is it even with the Talmud? Why the requirement of Talmud would be with a lot of
money? That's no money. Not because of the lack of
I know, but here too, there's a bias. I don't want my meat to be...
No, that's okay.
I mean, is the financial bias in here?
Yeah, the bias is not a problem. Why is it a problem? Gentlemen, it's been pleasure. We raised the...